Hello and welcome to another episode of Our Own Devices with Nandagopal Raja. So Make in India is something that everybody has been thinking about. The government is very keen to get all the companies to come here and create in India, and we have seen a lot of advancement in that space. The government policy has changed over time to make India a much easier country to set up stuff in. And we have had some very big companies now announcing or literally moving their manufacturing here. And that could be the big opportunity for India in this decade. With us to talk about this and a lot of related topics is an industry veteran, Sudhir Goyal, who is the Chief Business Officer at Acer India. Mr. Goyal, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Rajan.
Sir, so you have been with Acer also, I guess, for a long time, right?
Yes, I've been here since beginning, joined in 99, and that's the year when Acer India was established as a 100% subsidiary of Acer Taiwan.
So I guess your stint in Acer India sort of coincides with a lot of things, right? It coincides with India's push towards technology. I'm sure you are a Y2K generation in that sense. You must have tackled that problem head on. And it didn't turn out to be the problem it was sort of being hyped up to be. But you have seen the challenges of running a business like yours in India. So do you think this is now maybe the best time to run a PC business out of India?
For sure, Rajan. I mean, last, let's say, 23 years of my career with Acer, we have seen many changes. In fact, my overall career spans closer to about 38 years. So in 38 years, the industry definitely has changed completely. I mean, there was no PC at the time when I started my career, and today it's dominated by the PC clients. Within the last 20-25 years, what we have also observed that earlier, the Indian consumers, the Indian customers, their requirements were quite different. We were technologically maybe one or two generations behind the solutions which were available globally. But now, with the aspirational value being so high, with the exposure of the global products and technology, today the customers require the latest technology which is giving them performance or battery life or, let's say, the weight. So they give a value for those propositions. So the total consumer behavior has changed. We are at the right time or in the right place in the year 2023 because we have seen in the year 2022, post-COVID, there has been a downturn in the global PC industry. However, India still, the penetration of PC is quite low. And therefore, the India story, India growth story still continues. And that's a good news for most of the PC brands who have been operating in India. So I think it's the right time for us to make our presence felt in the global IT hardware market.
So, sir, if I can ask you specifically about what Acer is doing in India. And again, your company has been here for more than two decades. You have seen the highs and lows of this market. So exactly what are you doing in India? Where do you see the opportunity is in manufacturing India? What kind of products? I'm sure not all your SKUs are made here. So how do you make that differentiation?
So Acer has always believed as a concept, and this has been our vision statement many years back also, global brand, local touch. And we firmly believe that each country has got a different kind of a requirement, different profile of the customers, the penetrations are different. Therefore, it may need a different kind of a solution. And India, being such a large populous country, for sure, with such a large market, definitely requires a different solution. So right from the year 2000, within a year of our establishment in India, we started our assembly plant based out of Pondicherry. We continue to be there. We have definitely expanded in the last two decades. I mean, from a small unit, we have now much bigger unit, multiple units spread across the Pondicherry, because we believe that for the right time to market, it is important that we are able to provide the final configuration or customization as per the customer requirement. Even if you take a government customer, they may need a different kind of a customization, maybe the logos, maybe the different boot sequence, maybe their applications need to be loaded for the out-of-box experience. All these are possible in a much faster time if you are able to do it locally. So we started doing our assembly, as I said, from the year 2000 itself. We also believe as a company that we must promote the local manufacturing. So in the last 3 to 4 years, we have worked with the government, the ministry, to ensure that as the government is moving, coming out with the new policies of promoting the manufacturing in India and electronics, and especially in the IT hardware sector, we are aligned with them, we give them the necessary inputs, and then as and when there is a new policy, we participate in those kind of a initiative which the government is taking to make it a Atmanirbhar Bharat. So we have been completely aligned as per the requirement of the country, as per the requirement of the ministry.
Sir, so are you also seeing, as you move towards manufacturing, are you also seeing that the subsidiary, you know, the bells and whistles, the ecosystem that you need to be a manufacturer, is that also coming into play slowly? Because the PLI scheme has been there now for 2-3 years now. And have you seen that also fall into place, you know, so that the entire system becomes much more easier to operate in?
You see, one of the basic irony, I mean, when we see from outside is that we want a complete solution to be implemented in one go. That does not happen. I mean, even if you look at the story of China, it was a phase-wise manufacturing plan. That means you start one phase, you do one activity, then you go to the activity, next step, next step, next step, next step, like this. I think in this respect, the government has been very, very supportive. After taking the various inputs from the industry all across, not only Acer, of course, as a complete industry, they decided to come out with PLI 1.0 about 2 years back. Right? That was basically the first step. Of course, does it meet the complete requirement or the inputs which we gave? Of course not. I mean, government will have their own constraints in terms of the money which they can spend on a particular sector. But it was the first positive step. So PLI 1.0, which was announced 2 years back, was the first positive step which encouraged or gave some kind of an incentive for the local production. I mean, we did participate in that. As I said, that we wanted to promote the local EMS companies, and therefore we partnered with them. And I am happy to tell you that both of the organizations, in the first year itself, they could cross the threshold which was set by the government for giving the incentive. And this was, mind you, this was during the COVID period, when all of us know there was a big supply chain constraint. Despite all those constraints, we could produce the goods as defined, or the incremental revenue which, let's say, the government of India has defined. So PLI 1.0 was, I would say, an experiment. It was the first initiative. There has been, let's say, a mixed signals. Some organizations could achieve it, some could not, because maybe the incentive was not sufficient enough. I am sure as you move forward with the intent of the government to enable the electronics manufacturing in India, we should see better days in the future.
So, sir, when it comes to manufacturing in India, what are the kind of goals that you would have set yourself? You know, what percentage of the units sold in India need to be produced in India? Do you have any such kind of goals?
No, we don't have that kind of goals. As we said, that if we look at the complete IT hardware product line, so you have the desktops, you have the monitors, you have the all-in-ones, you have the laptops, you have projectors, you have panels, many, many things, tablets, so many things. So we started with the easiest ones, which were, let's say, the desktops, monitor, and all-in-one. And definitely today, I can proudly say that we are producing almost all kind of SKUs, if not 100%, closer to about 80% of SKUs in this product category, with the value addition norms as defined by the government of more than 50%. So from 0% or 20%, we have migrated to 50% already. And as we move forward, I'm sure as the ecosystem starts developing around it, there will be many more. The laptops and tablet was first introduced through the PLI 1.0. There, of course, we have moved certain SKUs. As I said, it was all during the COVID timeframe, difficult in terms of the process implementation, learning, because they're not travel, too much of travel was allowed. So we had all those constraints. And of course, the commercial constraints of the handicap which we have of local manufacturing and the amount of incentive was not matching. So as I said, that the first step has been done. And as now we are waiting for the government to come out with the second version of the PLI, it was announced by the minister himself in the Davos saying that maybe the government is working on that. We hope the government comes out with those, and then we will see many, many more SKUs being manufactured in India.
Sir, we are in the middle of what is still very tough times for the IT manufacturing industry. So is this actually an opportunity or a challenge for India to look at bringing manufacturing, you know, into the country? Is this the right time, or do you think these are challenging times because you have supply shortages across the world still? I'm hearing that, you know, some things are opening up, it's getting a little bit better, maybe the outlook is better. But is that actually an opportunity for India, or is it actually more challenging to be doing this at this time?
See, every challenge is an opportunity, right? So we think that if India is the right time. During the COVID, the world has seen that dependency on a one particular geography for the supply chain is suicidal. So first of all, for the global suppliers, the global brands, it's an eye-opener that they should not be over-depending on one particular geographical terrain. So that's definitely, I mean, the positive side of COVID, I mean, unfortunate COVID pandemic, but this has been a positive side. So it has been established that. Now it's a question of many countries would be fighting for that space. So it's not that India alone will be working on that. There are many countries who are going to do it. We have to do our own fight. The advantage which India possesses is phenomenal. We have, first of all, domestically a large market. That means the domestic consumption itself is very large, which of course has an influence on the decision making by any organization when they're making the investment plan. Second thing is, I think for the last many years, at least last 8 to 9 years, there has been a stable policy regime. Because that's another worry which most of the industry will have. If there are to and fro, the changes in the policies, they don't know. You look forward to that, to a stable policy regime, stable tax regime, so that you know how, what you can do, the right calculations in terms of return on investments, etc., etc. So it's a positive sign. I think there is a positive mindset saying that we are into a positive tax, I mean, in a stable tax regime, and therefore it should be easy to invest. The third is, of course, the infrastructure. There has been enhancement in the supply chain, the domestic logistic infrastructure, whether in terms of roads or ports. Therefore, the time to clear, time to transport the goods from one place to another has definitely improved, which has cut down the overall inventory carrying cost, etc., etc. So these are all positive signs. And I think with the India growth story intact, I'm quite optimistic that as we move forward, you will see many, many more. I mean, the increase in the manufacturing in the IT hardware. Just to share a data, I mean, there are the recent report which was published. That is from April of 2022 to December 2023. That means only the 9 months of the current financial year. The IT hardware itself, the IT hardware export of the from the India itself has grown up by 32%, which is not bad. And like you said, it's not that the supply chain is completely smooth or the component, but still, we could grow, the export itself could grow by about 32%, which is very, very positive. And it shows that we are on the right track.
Which is exactly the next question I wanted to ask you. As you said, in a huge market internally, but there is an opportunity in exporting also. But is that an opportunity for a company like Acer, which anyway operates from within this region, right? Like, you know, you have are from Taiwan, you have manufacturing in China. So is it a big opportunity for you to move, you know, production to India, which is, you know, almost in the same geography?
For sure. I mean, as, just to tell you that, as I mentioned, that we started our manufacturing journey with a desktop and all-in-one. We have been doing the physical export from the India to the Far East countries, etc., etc. We were not trying to explore the other countries. For sure, in case, as an organization, if the total manufacturing cost comes out to be better or cheaper in India, for sure, any company will like to move it. So, as I said, there are still handicaps in terms of the domestic manufacturing because, let's say, in the overall supply chain cost, etc., etc., the total investment return on investment, the cost of finance, it doesn't, it's still not making it too attractive. But since the first step has been taken, I'm sure subsequent steps will enable or remove these handicaps, and then we'll become a manufacturing hub, not only for the domestic consumption, but also for the export.
So are you seeing, like, you know, having understood this market and ecosystem for many decades, you know, are you seeing India now having that launchpad to become a manufacturing hub for the world, at least in some of the sectors like IT hardware?
No, we have, see, we have seen it in the mobile phones, right? I mean, today, when we talk about close to about $7 billion worth of exports from India of the smartphone or mobile phone market, it shows that as long as there are right efforts, as long as there's the right coordination between the policymakers and the industry, everything is possible, right? So it's a question of, let's say, that could have been the first priority for the government because of the large scale. But definitely, IT hardware has been in their radar for the last 2 years. There's a lot of focus, there's a lot of engagement, there's a lot of discussion which takes place on the policy making with the industry. And we are quite optimistic that as we move forward, the next financial year, we have been promised that there will be a next revision of the PLI 2.0, which will enable not only the finished good manufacturing, but also give some kind of incentivization to bring the supply chain of the component into India. It's a step-by-step process. You can't achieve everything in a year. We understand that. But we would like to run faster, and we're quite hopeful that if, as and when the government announces the PLI 2.0, it will definitely improvise on the amount of production of the IT hardware which is taking place in India next year.
So, sir, if I come back to Acer, how have you structured your manufacturing in India? Is it done, you know, by Acer itself, or do you have a partner which does the manufacturing for you?
As I said, that we firmly believe that we should promote the EMS, local Indian EMS ecosystem. It is also aligned with the government initiative of promoting the SMB segment. So we have identified the SMB EMS players who have the necessary desire, who are willing to learn and implement, and we have partnered with them to enable the local manufacturing. So what we bring on to table is the processes. We have bring on to table the business, the revenue commits. We give them the processes, and then try to educate them onto that. And then, you know, it will become a learning curve for them, and which will enable them to not only manufacture for Acer, but for that matter, any other company also. So that has been our strategy, which is primarily to address both in terms of domestic manufacturing as well as promoting the SMB EMS ecosystem. So we have partnered with some of these companies in India.
So, Mr. Goyal, if I can ask you one last question. You mentioned PLI 2.0. If there are two, three things that you would like to see in that new policy, what would that be?
Okay, so the first is, of course, I mean, even the government understands the amount of percentage of handicap which the domestic manufacturing has. While they may have their own constraints, I mean, they will know better, but I'm sure they will enable the percentages which have been shown to them as a handicap. That's number one. So the current percentage of what is in the PLI 2.0 is grossly insufficient to move the mass manufacturing to India. That's number one. Number two, there has been a discussion, and I think it's going on the right track, to see how do you incentivize the component ecosystem. That means there has to be a PLI for component manufacturing, because ultimately, it's not an assembly alone which we want to do here. We want to have some of these components step by step to be manufactured in India. It could be done by the global giants, or it could be done with the help of partnership with the local manufacturing. So there should be a PLI for the component. I mean, in principle, there's an agreement with the government or the ministry and the industry. The third is, of course, as far as the government procurement is concerned, at least there should be a preference to buy in domestic manufacturing, because that is to provide them the initial cushion to, of an assured business. So the government is still a large buyer of the IT hardware. So maybe a preference to buy the domestic manufactured goods will enable these manufacturing companies to have some initial business, and then they can scale up as they move forward. So our request is the government to come out with the right policies in these three areas.
So, Mr. Goyal, thanks for being on the show. I'm sure there's a lot of understanding that our listeners have, you know, about the PLI scheme and about the Atmanirbhar Bharat concept that the government of India is pushing in a big way. Thanks for being on the show.
Thank you, Rajan. Thanks a lot.
So, you were listening to Sudhir Goyal of Acer India. We'll be back again next week with another guest, another topic, and a lot more learning. Till then, we are everywhere you listen to your podcast.
You were listening to Our Own Devices with Nandagopal Rajan by The Indian Express. This week's episode was edited and mixed by Abhishek Kumar and produced by Anantnath Sharma. If you like the show, then do share it on your social media handles, and do not forget to tag us. We go by Express Audio. You can find us on Twitter and Instagram. If you have any feedback, write to us at podcasts@indianexpress.com. That's podcast with an S. And don't forget to tune in next Monday at 4 p.m. for another episode of Our Own Devices.